Since entering the White House, Barack Obama has embraced a new generation of high-tech warfare and drone strikes, covert actions, and targeted killings of Islamic insurgents, including American citizens. In 3 years, the Obama administration carried out 239 secret drone strikes, five times the number approved by President George W. Bush. According to Foreign Policy magazine, the covert program has created a high level of resentment in Pakistan and helped undermine the civilian rule of President Asif Ali Zardari. President Obama publicly defends the strategy of drone strikes in Pakistan, Libya, and Yemen as, quote, very precise precision attacks against al-Qaeda and its affiliates. In recent months, an increased number of drone strikes in Pakistan's tribal area near the Afghan border led General Parvez Kayani, head of the Pakistan Army, to complain that drone attacks have been carelessly and callously targeted with complete disregard to human life. Fearing more criticism from Pakistan, the White House undertook a full review of their use of drones. Former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates warned that the angry Pakistani army could block U.S. supplies headed for Afghanistan. Diplomatic officials also worried about growing instability that could topple Pakistan's civilian government, a major concern in a country with a nuclear arsenal and a population of 180 million. Ultimately, President Obama sided with the CIA and allowed the drone strikes to continue. Meanwhile, drone attacks inside Pakistan have eroded public support for the military's assault on Islamic militants inside the tribal areas. And some retired U.S. military officials warn that drones and commando raids are no substitute for the difficult process of helping local leaders to marginalize militants. A growing number of right-wing activists are turning off Fox News, run by longtime Republican strategist Roger Ailes. Some activists charge that Fox is playing favorites in the Republican primary campaign and giving too much airtime to establishment figures like former Bush advisor Karl Rove, who supports candidate Mitt Romney. Grumbling among activists was on display at the recent Conservative Political Action Conference, where some wore Bring Back Beck buttons. Glenn Beck was forced out of his primetime show on Fox last year when Fox chief Roger Ailes was said to be trying to tone down commentary aligning the network with the more radical right elements of the Tea Party movement. But the transformation of Fox News from a conservative propaganda machine into a serious news outlet remains a distant mirage. Fox News continues to reinforce Republican Party orthodoxy and ideology on issues ranging from abortion and immigration to vehement opposition to gay marriage. In a crude attempt to maintain a facade of fairness and balance, Fox skillfully employs token pseudo-liberal pundits like Bob Beckel and Juan Williams, who echo the Fox News cultural agenda, decrying the secular world's so-called war on Christmas and promoting opposition to the proposed Muslim Cultural Center blocks away from Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan. In December of 2010, Bob Beckel called for the assassination of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, declaring that, quote, a dead man can't leak stuff. In an effort to suppress undercover video investigations that expose the abuse of animals on factory farms, Iowa Governor Terry Branstad signed into law what is commonly known as the Ag Gag Bill on March 8th. This bill would make it illegal for anyone to film on a farm without the farm owner's knowledge. Mercy for Animals Executive Director Nathan Runkel says that Governor Branstad, by signing this bill, has created a safe haven for animal abuse and other criminal activity in the state. Runkel maintains that consumers have a right to know how their food is being produced and how animals on modern farms are treated so they can make informed choices. However, Governor Branstad maintains that gaining access to property under false pretenses is a serious offense and that farmers deserve protection. Nathan Runkel defends undercover investigations organized by Mercy for Animals and other groups because without them, he says, the industry will not effectively police itself. Runkel also asserts that the exposés have led to the convictions of animal abusers, the closure of particularly corrupt facilities, and landmark reforms which protect animals and the environment. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon and Denise Manzari. For Between the Lines, I'm Richard Hill.